Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Cancel Me Now podcast. You will notice that it's a little bit different this week. It's a little bit different. There are one less of us. Now, no one has died. That's good. But unfortunately, this podcast comes with some somber news. This is the end, as we know it, for the Cancel Me Now podcast, a podcast that I've thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed over the past year and a half. I don't even know how many episodes we have done. We've done quite a few. My final memory of the episode list that we had done, or the number, was number 69. So I'm hoping that we ended at 69. No, we ended at 72. That was close, though. So I know a lot of people will be pretty shitty at that news, and it is what it is. I'll go into a bit of the backstory as to why and how this has sort of come around, but I think the main reason is to really protect something that I do care about, and that is my friendship with Bluey. Bluey and I have been mates for a very long time. In fact, he was involved in the channel at the very beginning, my YouTube channel at the very beginning. He came and recorded videos with me then and has been involved with it for a long time. And as I said, 72 episodes, that's one a week. So 72 weeks, good counting, we made those four. And to finish something up like that, like, it's a big deal. It is a difficult point for me personally because, you know, with the bub and we're traveling overseas. I'll be away for a couple of months coming up, and all of those different types of things. Making sure I have enough time to commit to this podcast was difficult. And it's hard with Bluey as well. He's got a full-time job. He's a busy person. We basically had a bit of a head clash a couple of months ago over a disagreement. And honestly, it got under my skin, and I don't want to lose a friendship over a podcast. Some other things happened as well. And it was just one of those things where if I don't stop it, or if I don't stop the podcast now, then it's just going to end up with this thing where I've now got a guy who I've been friends with for coming up on fucking, I don't know, 10 years, who if I see in public, I have to ignore. And it's just not worth it. I know some people will be upset with the Patreon and stuff like that. Some guy commented last night on Patreon and said, oh, you know, you guys haven't uploaded in a week and a half. Like, what's going on? Like, I pay money for this. I went on his account and he was a $2 Patreon. He'd been there for 2 months. He spent $4. Thanks, bro. I appreciate that. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate the support, but shut the fuck up, all right? It's coming. It's fucking coming. Chill out. And I told him to fuck off. And then he said, I'd rather go and spend my money on the Alpha Blokes Patreon. It's $20 and you just steal their ideas. And yeah, we did steal their ideas because they got good ideas. Get over it, dickhead. But yeah, so it's one of those things, ladies and gents. That's why we haven't seen a podcast in a week and a bit. This has been running through my mind, and I spoke to Bluey yesterday, and I just said, mate, you know, this is where I'm coming from. And he wanted to continue. I'll get to his credit. But I just said, I think this is the best for where this podcast has come from and where it's going. And you never know. There could be a reunion special, and maybe that'll happen. Maybe we'll do one for Christmas or something like that, like a live show, or who knows. But for now, the podcast is at an end. And we've had some good times. We've had some tough times. We've had some interesting times. We've had some moments where things didn't work. the equipment fucking failed. We've had some good guests, we've had some shit guests, but it's all around a positive thing. Now, for those of you listening to this on Spotify, thank you for your support, of course, and on YouTube, thank you for your support. I will continue with podcasts interviewing guests, possibly just by myself. And the main reason that isn't anything negative to do with Blue, it's more to do with time availabilities of both of us. As I said, you know, scheduling with a youngster and with a bloke who you work with who has to work a 9 to 5, or Bluey works a fucking 6 to 3, it's a difficult one. So that's another thing that'll happen. But, you know, as you might have seen on the main channel the other week, I did a podcast with Anthony Chafee, more of an in-depth sort of hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes conversation about the carnivore diet. I enjoy doing those and going out there and finding interesting people to talk to. I do enjoy doing that. And we would have loved to have done more of those here. But as you know, I'm in Newcastle, and it's so difficult to find somebody who is interesting enough to have on the podcast around this area. Like, you see people like Rogan and stuff, and in the early days, Rogan had, he had a whole range of guests. He still does, but now he has the star power to fly anyone in or whatever. But back in the early days, he was in LA, and there's so many people to choose from in LA. Like, trying to get guests on this show was something that was so difficult, and it was very, very strange. We have a lot of ideas that I'm throwing around with producer Caleb, who's been involved with the channel for coming up on 6 months now, and taking the reins of the Mum and Dad Show podcast as well as Cancel Me Now. He lasted 1 week before we cancelled the podcast, so good on you, mate. And people may have noticed that Gabe, producer Gabe, was gone. We had a disagreement, and Gabe's a good kid. He has a lot of potential, but we disagreed on one or two things, and that's business. It is what it is. I don't hold any ill will to him. Producer Lordy was involved with the show for a long time, and he's a good dude, and he really. He got this show off the ground, so I'll always be very, very thankful to old Lordy for giving up his time and doing all that. And we had no idea what we were doing coming into this, to setting up a podcast studio to where it got to now. But yeah, I think it's an interesting one to see where we go from here. I honestly don't know. As I said, I'd like to do those other podcasts, but maybe. I don't know, like a live show where we talk about current events and all that type of stuff. This is the good thing. Maybe I just do it by myself, because then I don't have to rely on anyone else. I don't have to schedule with anyone else. I can just turn the camera on, or Caleb can be here and we just talk. Maybe that's the go. I wanted to just also touch on the people on Patreon who paid for this podcast. Thank you. And it's completely up to you guys, obviously, whether or not you stick around. On Patreon, you still get the early uploads of videos, the uncensored ones, the ones that go for like 20 minutes that when they make it to YouTube, we cut things out that can't be on there, and they only go for, 14 minutes or whatever it is. So you still get those. You still get early access to merch and tickets and all that type of stuff. And I did put up a poll the other day, and most people said they're just there to support the channel. So thank you. So if you do choose to stick around there, great. If not, go over to Alpha Blokes for $20 a month and go and hang out with those mad dogs. They're good guys. So I'm open to all suggestions. I'm open to all ideas. And also, go and check out Bluey, the Daily Blue. Go and check out his Instagram. I think he's doing a podcast as well. He's starting his own, so go and check him out. As I said, there's no issues with Bluey and I. My birthday's coming up. I'll see him then. We'll have a beer. She'll be right. But that is the update. That is the end of the Cancel Me Now podcast as we know it. I'm torn to how I feel about it, because I really enjoyed it. And, 70 episodes over a year and a half, it's a lot. a lot of talking. There's only so much talking two men can do with each other before they just go, fucking don't look at me, cunt. But what a week it has been, other than the whole the podcast stuff with me. It's been a week of submarines going missing, and I was looking at this morning when we recorded this. I don't know when it'll go out. I guess it depends on Caleb's skills. But it's one shot, so it should be all right. Here, if you want to sync the audio, there you go. Watching this whole thing with the submarine happen, it's been very, very interesting. And I wonder why the enormous amount of interest has gone into it. Obviously, it's an interesting one, but we're only talking about 4 or 5 people who died. That's not as many people that's only half of the amount of people that died in the bus crash in the Hunter Valley just a week and a half ago, you know. And yet the entire world is focused, and I understand why. Like, it's on the Titanic, and it's this and it's that, and the bloke who led them down there, who's using a fucking Wii controller, and that's how he drives the fucking ship. I get that the people are interested in that, and I was interested in it as well. But it's also one of these situations where you look at it and you go, what is happening around the world that, and maybe this is just the cynic in me, the conspiratorial person in me who enjoys those sort of conversations and those sort of ideas. Are they hiding something? I know there's the stuff with the Hunter Biden laptop and him going and before court and all that type of stuff. Like, that was sort of taken out of the news cycle, and apparently the American Navy, they heard the catastrophic failure, as it's been labeled, with the submarine. They heard that on sonar or something along those lines, and they didn't say anything. They didn't let the people know who were looking for it, even though they knew it had happened. So why did the Americans allow this to continue to fill the news cycle? Is that an interesting question, or is that just me looking into it? I mean, I don't know. There's other things that have happened this week. I think there's some stuff with BlackRock about the military industrial complex, and there's some other things happening with Epstein and someone high up at a bank and all of that type of stuff that you don't hear about, but there's something bigger in the news always covering it. In Australia, it was COVID for the longest time. That's all you heard about. Now you're probably sick of hearing, as much as you were sick of hearing about COVID, you were sick of hearing about fucking the cost of living crisis. That's the catch cry now, right? That's all you hear is the cost of living. And yeah, people are doing it tough, but there are other things to report on as well. But if you start the news report off with fear and all that type of shit, that's how you keep a population in control. And that's I guess where we're at as a country and as the West, part of the Western world and the Western media. That's how they treat us, and the Western governments and all that shit. So I don't know. I don't know if they're actually covering something up. It's interesting to at least think about. And then, of course, in the news we had this week as well, we had Dr. or PhD, I guess he's a doctor, he's a PhD, Peter Hotez arguing with old Joseph Rogan. And as you can see here, we have the Rogan prayer candle, about a podcast. And I will choose my words very carefully here because I don't want this taken down. They were talking about a particular medical procedure. And on Joe Rogan's podcast with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is JFK's nephew, and Robert Kennedy, both of which the uncle and the dad were both assassinated and involved in US politics, obviously, JFK being a president. He's running for president, and he had this conversation with Joe about a multitude of things, from pesticides to these medical procedures that I won't name because I'll get in trouble. As you may have seen this week as well, the Australian e-safety commissioner demanded that Elon reply to her, give her slide into her DMs and talk about the hate speech laws, otherwise that she was going to crack the shits and fine him $700,000. I don't know how she can just fine Elon $700,000 a day. I might just fine Elon as well. Maybe we all could just fine poor little Elon. But yeah, so we're talking about censorship in that respect, and that's something we need to be careful about when we talk about the particular medical procedure that I'm not naming. Anyway, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., not a fan of those particular procedures and had a lot of evidence to back that up. There was another dude that I was talking about, Peter Hortez. He was a very big proponent of this particular medical procedure, and he had a bit of a crack at Rogan and at Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on Twitter. And Joe just said, hey, well, come on the podcast, let's talk about it. And this has snowballed from that point to a hilarious point where right now this guy, this Hotez, this doctor, he refuses to do it. And Joe's offered up $100,000. Other people have offered up more cash to go to charity if this guy goes on there and actually has this debate with RFK or someone else who may be of an opposing view. He's just said no, flat no, and people have been harassing him, and rightfully so. This is a guy who refuses to defend his thoughts and ideas, but he's a scientist. That is his job, is to prove that this is a correct way of thinking. He will not do that. He refuses to do that. And what we saw over the past couple of maybe 12 hours or so when I'm recording this is people like the Time magazine, not the LA Times, Time magazine. You're talking about MSNBC. You're talking about big publications that have big reach, all coming out with opinion pieces that basically are copy-paste of each other, saying that this Hotez dude, this scientist, should not have to go and defend his position about these particular medical procedures because it's the right position and it's the safe position. I don't necessarily disagree with him on all of that. The only thing that I have to say about it is we should be able to have these discussions without people shutting it down, without the media shutting it down, without the safety commissioner shutting it down, without the social media heads shutting it down. Why can we not have these discussions? It's madness, and it's completely putting a free democracy in reverse. And it fucking freaks me out to think that me putting this video up puts me in jeopardy of having channels taken down and being sent off into the wilderness. I think actually somewhere where we'll be able to post videos where that aren't censored other than Patreon is Twitter. So I might start posting them on there as well, because Elon obviously saved the day there. But ladies and gentlemen, that'll wrap up the show. I didn't have any notes or anything prepared for today's show, and if I do a podcast by myself, I obviously will do some research and come up with something to talk about. But it's a bit of a shame, but it is what it is, and these things happen, and you never know what will happen in the future. But for now, for the final time, actually, before I go, buy some merch. Brand new merch jumper. Go and get it. Give me some cash. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It'll be out on Monday. Patreon will get access to it on Sunday. So there's only a limited number. Go and grab those dirty dogs. Ladies and gentlemen, go and check out The Daily Blue on Instagram as well if you want to keep in contact with Bluey. If you're not happy with Patreon, fuck off. You'll be fine. I'm sure you'll be fine. Thank you for your support over the last year and a half. I appreciate it, and I'll hope you stick around to see what happens next, because I don't know what'll happen next, so you should stick around to find out.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.